Could the EU be the beast rather than America?
All right. Well, in Bible prophecy, it's always very important to not look at one identification mark that we find in prophecy, but look at them all together and then, based on that, make our observation and our conclusion. I think this is referring to the second beast in Revelation chapter 13, the subject that we dealt with, was it Monday, I believe it was. We concluded, based on the identifications we looked at during this presentation, that it referred to the United States of America. I don't want to go too much into the prophecy. I want to refer you back to some of the points that we looked at. We looked at the point that it was a beast coming up out of the earth and not out of the sea, which sea refers in Bible prophecy to people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Earth is the opposite, so it was an scarcely populated area where this nation rose, which fits the United States at that time period, because we're looking at the time period when the first beast, the Antichrist, went into captivity in 1798. Around that time, America rose, a scarcely populated area. Remember, it had horns like a lamb, Christ-like principles. The horns had, by the way, no crowns, which is also interesting to note. Europe had all the kings. The United States had no king. So all the identification marks really match that power, and maybe one or two could match the EU, but definitely not all of them. So sure, we have to always consider each and every identification mark and put them together.